The guy on the phone for a second date update today did something very daring that we don't hear a lot about anymore. He says that he went out on a blind date with somebody.
Like a real blind date or like...
That's what his email said. It said a real blind date.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know how that happens anymore. How you don't... Like, Jason, you didn't look up this person online or anything before you went out?
No, I didn't even know her last name. So there was no way to really...
Whoa.
Yeah, I just knew her name was Lauren. And...
Oh, so her first name's Lauren. Dude, I would have searched every Lauren within the 300-mile radius online.
Just
well,
in case.
You must have really trusted whoever set you guys up.
Well, I didn't really know it was my coworker's sister.
What?
I mean, the coworker I love, my coworker John is a great guy. I mean, I trust him, so I'm sure his sister, you know.
Oh, wait, his sister set you up, or his sister is Lauren that you went out with?
No, his sister set me up with Lauren.
Okay, you're right, Jubilee that's is nuts.
Yeah, that's a weird way to get set up. Like, how did that happen?
I was just talking to my coworker one day, and, you know, he sort of knew I was doing the online dating thing, and he said his sister has, like, a ton of girlfriends. Why don't we just talk to her and maybe set something up? So I was like, all right, I'll let you do that. Literally the next day, he gave me Lauren's phone number.
Wow, his sister is efficient.
Yeah, very efficient. And so then that day, I texted Lauren and scheduled a date for the next night.
Wow.
So what was it like when you showed up?
Oh, it was actually...
Confusing? I think it'd be confusing first.
Are you Lauren? Wait, are you Lauren? Who's Lauren?
My coworker gave me a description of what she looked like. He said that she sort of looked like if Taylor Swift had like an older sister or something. Which obviously for me, I was like, that's great, you know?
Yeah, he gave you a description of a generic white girl, like easy to find in a bar.
Look for a blonde white chick.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good description. I knew what they meant, basically.
Okay.
Good.
And how did the actual date go? Did you guys hit it off?
Oh, yeah, right away. It was awesome. There were, I mean, a few weird things, I guess, but I just like first date jitters, probably.
Just like awkward pauses, or what do you mean by weird things?
Well, I asked her if she had any like dietary constrictions and everything, and she just said no, she eats everything, which was kind of, kind of a red flag for me personally.
Wait, what? Really?
You
what?
Want somebody who's a little more high maintenance to deal with at restaurants. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying I care about where my food comes from, and I'm sort of looking for somebody with the same mentality as that.
Wait, did you tell her that?
Tell her what?
That you're looking for somebody who cares about where their food came from.
Oh, no, of course. I mean, I didn't tell her that. I just told her that that's how I feel about it. I didn't push that on her. I just said that, you know, I'm very conscious of what I eat. I told her I don't really eat any cheese at all. And if I am going to eat meat, I make sure I know that it's grass-fed beef, free-range chicken, all that.
You know the name of the cow, the person.
I mean, not that far, you know, but you want to know. I mean, it's really important. And I got in a long conversation with our waiter about this, like, vegetable ratatouille, and I had a conversation with him about all the vegetables that were in it, making sure, like, which farms it came from.
Oh, man. As a former server, that gets annoying.
Yeah.
As a woman who eats everything, also annoying. Like, this has to be the reason she's not.
How is that annoying?
Well,
as a dude who had an ex-girlfriend that used to do the same thing, also annoying.
Yeah.
All of us are in agreement. That is annoying.
I think it's like, kind of should be respected.
And that's a thing. You're pretentious about it. Because not only do you think it's not annoying, but you think it should be respected. Like,
that's the only way there's going to be any change in the food industry is if people like me who ask questions and care.
That's understandable, I guess.
Okay, but maybe not like pushing it on a blind date.
That's my own personal, like, I live on that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So,
well, did she seem bothered by the million questions that you had for the server?
Not that I could pick up, no. I mean...
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So everything on the date seemed fine, for the most part.
Yeah.
That was not a very convincing,
So after she knew that I was a health nut, she did order lasagna, which is kind of like, ugh, you know?
Come on, lasagna!
Yeah, tell me about it.
Did you judge her for her food order?
I did not say anything, no. I didn't say anything, but...
Did your face say everything? Did your face say it?
I mean, there's so much cheese in that. I mean, just imagine, just imagine what's happening afterwards, you know?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, well, or what's not happening, depending on how your body reacts to it, right?
Some people's bodies process cheese great. I can eat a block of cheese and have zero issues.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
That can't be.
It's true. It's really true. I still drink milk as a grown adult with dinner.
That's so disgusting. That is awful.
Dinner with is grotesque.
Well, Jason, do you feel like she knew that you were judging her for her food choice?
I don't know. When the waiter came over and she said, yeah, I'll order the lasagna, there was like a laugh. I had a laugh. I was like, huh, you know, just sort of like out of surprise.
Oh.
That was it, though. That was it.
But you're surprised that she's not calling you back after your date.
Yeah, I mean, I made sure I tipped really well because I know I can be, you know, I realize that I'm kind of a pain, you know.
That's
with
good.
The questions and stuff, so I tip well.
Okay.
The other red flag was we were getting ready to leave, and she was like, oh, sorry, I have to go. My Uber is already here. And I didn't even know that she had called an Uber.
Oh.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, that's not a good sign at all.
Definitely a bad sign.
Sneaking out.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. It obviously didn't end well for her.
Yeah.
If she's going to just leave like that.
Something happened.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're looking into it a little too much. I am curious, though, why she hasn't responded to any of my texts or calls.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. Hang on.